Have you heard of a fluter from the town of Ballymuck? Oh, the times are going hard with him. In fact, the man was broke, so he just sent out a notice to his neighbours, one and all, as to how he'd like the company that evening at the ball. When writing out, he was careful to suggest to them that if they found a hat of his convenient to the door, the more they put in whenever he requested them, the better would the music be for battering the floor. With the tweet on the flute and the twiddle on the fiddle, oh, up and in the middle like a heron on the griddle, oh, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety, it filled the fluter's ball. First little Mickey Mulligan got up to show them how, and then the widow Caffery gets out and takes a bow. I could dance you off your feet, so she is sure as you were born, if you'll only make the piper play the hare was in the corn. Phil plays up to the best of his ability, the ladies and the gentlemen begin to do the share. Faith and Mick, to you that has agility, are bigger a Mrs. Caffery, you're leaping like a hare. With the toot on the flute and the twiddle on the fiddle, oh, up and in the middle like a heron on a griddle, oh, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety, it filled the fluter's ball. There was Mr. Dennis Doherty, who kept the running dog. There was little Crooked Paddy from the Turralogged Bog. Boys from every barony and girls from every art, and the beautiful Miss Brady's in the private ass and cart. Along with them came bouncing Mrs. Cafferty. Little Mickey Mulligan was also to the fore. Rose, Suzanne, and Margaret O'Rafferty, the floor of Ballybunion and the pride of Pedrevore. With the toot on the flute and the twiddle on the fiddle, up and in the middle like a heron on a griddle, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety, it filled the floor.